It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Gary Six. Gary is the State Executive Director for USDA's Farm Service Agency in Texas. Gary, great to see you.
Thank you, Tony. I'm glad to be here, and what a good place to be when we have this interview. We're at the National Coarse Beef Cattle Association's meeting in San Antonio, and I thank you for talking to me.
Hey, a lot of people already know this, but for those who don't, let's bring them up to date. Your story and how you ended up with FSA at the state level.
It's kind of an interesting story. I was a county executive director out in Yoakum County for 40 years, and to be honest with you, I was ready to retire. And I got a phone call and said, would you be interested in being the state executive director? I thought it was some of my buddies teasing me, you know, and I said, well, sure, who wouldn't? And they said, well, you need to talk to your family because you're being considered. And I promise you, I truly feel it was the grace of God that put me here. It's the farmers that put me here, and it's the farmers I work for.
You know, when we look at the state executive director's role, there's a lot that goes into that. How do you describe what you do on a day-to-day basis to producers?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, of course, it's not a whole lot different than what I did as a county executive director, because my number one concern is the producer. But as a state executive director, and you would be surprised, I get phone calls that I never thought the state executive director would get. And you want to answer all those phone calls, but the phone calls really, I've got 5-7 department chiefs in the state office, and I've got an executive officer. So a lot of my time is spent at events like this, promoting our agency, and also touching with people that need to hear what we do and need to know what we do. So as a county executive director, I had 3 employees. As a state executive director, I've got 655. But also, as a county executive director, I had just Yoakum County. Now I've got the state of Texas. I've got rice, I've got crawfish, I've got shrimp, I've got nearly every crop you can name except tobacco, and we're working on getting some of that maybe.
Let's, you talk about the county level, and I'm getting ready to get into the meat and potatoes here, if you will, but before that, you talk about the county and the conversations and talking about what happens with FSA. How important are those county committees? Are they still relevant to what happens with farm service agents?
They're not. They're more relevant today than they were yesterday. I'm on a big campaign, and I'm glad you asked that question, because for me, the county committee has been not necessarily misused, but we seem to have taken away some authority that they need to have. Today, I don't think our county committees realize how much authority they have. We're the only agency in the United States Department of Ag that has a county committee system. And I'll tell you what the county committee system does. It allows me to treat every farmer that walks through that front door as if they were going to be my boss the next year. So we have to treat everybody right, which we should be anyway. But anyone in that county can be your immediate supervisor the following year. So that alone makes them one of the most important boards they'll ever serve on.
So now let's take it into the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about. A lot of things happening right now at the county level, and one of those is a decision to make for the 2019-2020 growing year, ARC or PLC?
Yes, and I'm glad you asked that question, Tony. The ARC PLC program has a deadline of March the 15th. Of course, this program payment is hard to get our producers in because it's a year before you receive your money. It's not like you're going to walk in and we're going to pay you some money in 2 weeks. So the farmers and the producers tend to put that on the back burner. But March 15th is a hard deadline. It will not be extended, and we have to get all of our producers in. We have some counties in the state of Texas that have over 700, 800 producers that haven't even had one participant in yet. So we're calling these people up, trying to get them to understand you have to come in and sign up. A lot of them are waiting because the Extension Service tells them what program to go into, either the ARC program or the PLC. And a lot of them are waiting to see. I can tell the producer right now, if you don't come into our office by March the 15th, it doesn't matter what the Extension Service is telling you, you're not in the program. So we're trying to do that. And Extension Service, Tony, has been real good. They've tried to get the message across. Go in and sign up. Either way, you can change your mind right up to the end of the sign-up date. We just want you in there right now. And it's for your own benefit.
So you talk about that, and if you don't sign up, you're just not in the program. And how many producers really understand
that? And I'm glad you brought that up, Tony, because a big misunderstanding, if you'll remember, on the 2014 ARC PLC program, if you didn't come in and sign up, we automatically put you in the PLC program. That's not the case with the 2018 farm program. If you don't sign up, you don't get in the 2019 program, and you won't be eligible again until 2020. So you need to come on in. We don't automatically roll it over. You have to enroll. You got to certify, sign up, and enroll into this program. And it has to be done by March 15th. I cannot repeat that date enough.
Let's talk about one area that I think you can look back at and say, wow, this has spent a lot of money flowing through here to producers. And for many of them, it's been a lifeline to stay afloat for another year. Talking about the market facilitation program, third tranche now released by the secretary. Has that been a big help for producers?
It's been a tremendous help. In fact, in the state of Texas to date, we've paid out $851 million under this one program. And by the time we get through with this third tranche, we'll pay out $1.2 billion just to the state of Texas producers. Now, I would like to make it a point here, and it's something that I'm also very compassionate with, and through my 43 years, we're proud of the money we paid out because it's an investment of the taxpayers' money. And a lot of taxpayers, maybe school teachers, lawyers, doctors, say, why should I waste our tax money on this? We're not spending it. If we have to build bridges, if we have to build monuments, if we have to build parks, they take maintenance year after year. This money we invest, and what we get back in that is affordable food, fiber, and plentiful food and fiber. And so it's the one taxpayer's dollar that I can show you gets interest on its investment. I'm very proud of that.
I keep going back to Yoakum County, but let's use that as an example here. Market facilitation program payments that do flow in. I don't know of many producers who are going to keep that in the bank account. That's rolling right back over into operating loans, things like that. How important is it for those rural communities to see that MFP payment?
I think it's very important because, as you said, it's not a regular income thing that you can count on. It's what we call an ad hoc program. And it was put together because the president was concerned about our producers. He was concerned that he was interrupting the market. The timing of these payments was at a time when they normally would be getting their market payments from the market. And so places like Yoakum County, Terry County, Lubbock County. Lubbock County has paid out over $36 million. And so counties like this, it has meant the difference in some of these farmers staying afloat. It came at the end of the year when a lot of their notes are called. It came at the end of the year when a lot of people had to have some money just to harvest crops. And so I don't think someone that is not in agriculture can understand how important these payments were to our producers.
We roll back. I want to say it's about 35 years ago that we saw the introduction of three letters, CRP, Conservation Reserve Program. And here we are some 35 years later, and we've got a program that's actually expanding acres. What's that mean for you?
Well, it means a lot because, like you said, back in 1986, when I first moved to Yoakum County, CRP was just starting up, and we limited our acres there. Well, now we've had acres come out and acres come out, and it's an important program because it keeps our fragile land from being farmed. It keeps us from having those big, when I was a kid in Seminole, Texas, we had those big old sandstorms that come through. They call them haboobs now. But we don't see as many of those as we do because of the CRP program. Now, I'm glad you brought that up because February the 28th, the end of this month, is the final deadline to get in and sign up on that. And it's not the continuous sign up, but it's the regular Conservation Reserve Program sign up. We've had a hard time getting people to come in because our rates have dropped. But if you'll put a pencil to it, go in, it's a perfect option for some of these people to come in and sign up for our Conservation Reserve Program.
So we've hit a lot of different things here. We've talked about ARC and PLC sign up. We've talked about the MFP payments. Now talked about the CRP. Again, the fact is there are deadlines out here. End of February, another one in March. What do we need to do if we haven't been in yet? What's the best way?
First thing I'm going to do is ask you to call that county office and make an appointment. At least get your name on our appointment list. That way, if it's fulled up and we don't have time to get you serviced, you can say, listen, I came in, I tried. Call your county office and get on the appointment list and then let us take it from there. But if we don't get the phone call, if we don't get your signature on the list, then we can't help you after March 15th. So we need to be sure and do that.
Gary, great to see you. Thanks for all the work you do and for really the sacrifice that you've made to step up to the state executive director's level. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you, Tony, and I appreciate y'all for helping us out.
Gary Six is the state executive director for USDA's Farm Service Agency in Texas on today's Agribusiness Report.